Today, we, Alan and Dat Young, have the opportunity to share with you. I remember hearing back in the late 70s a BBC radio production of Pilgrim's Progress. The well-read words of Bunyan's classic were combined with a specially written score by Vaughan Williams. I remember too, and most vividly, when, with the orchestra playing its part, Christian described a scene in heaven, where would we see those who died for, and I quote, the love that they bear to the Lord of the place, all well and clothed with immortality as with a garment. To this, his companion responded, the hearing of this is enough to ravish one's heart. Our reading today starts with a similar intense emotion. Paul responds to the truths he has just shared and writes, what can we say about such wonderful things as these? Those truths were that, firstly, in the present, that we have life in the Spirit, which, although sin in this fallen world remains a painful reality, means that we have been freed from the power of sin that leads to death. Secondly, in the future, that we most certainly will experience unimaginable glory. Tat will now read the passage for us from Romans 8, verse 31.
What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for his own? No one, for God himself has given us right standing with himself. Who then will condemn us? No one, for Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us, and he is sitting in the place of honour at God's right hand, pleading for us. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
The theme for one of the Lent devotions we are also following was on light. Jesus is the light. It was pointed out that we come to him, but our experience is often of day by day walking faithfully in subdued light, punctuated by times when the truth pours through like sunlight between a break in brooding clouds. This passage is such an outpouring. Think of it. He is for us. What hope then for those who oppose us if he, in love, did not even spare his own son? He has chosen us. What hope then for those who would accuse us if he has given us right standing? He pleads for us. What hope then for those who would bring a case seeking to condemn us? We have the very best of defense lawyers and a watertight case. All who would, and all that would, seek to drive a wedge between us and God stand no chance. The painful experiences that come our way in this fallen and groaning world, trouble, calamity, persecution, hunger, destitution, danger, or death threats. So hard and real though they be, cannot separate us from his love. Lent prepares us in our minds and hearts to better appreciate the truths of which this passage speaks, and the way, the only way, such blessings could ever be ours. Jesus, motivated by love, walked the costly path, bore the undeserved pain, and won and shares with us the ultimate victory. These are indeed truths to ravish one's heart. As we close today, open your Bible to that same passage, and as I read it out, follow it yourself and dwell on the truths here so wonderfully celebrated. And I am convinced that nothing, nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above. No power in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. God bless you all today, and may this particular shaft of bright light truth be your joy.